This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
And Bell Sports Radio 92.9, the game we were just discussing. Trades happening. It's crazy, man.
Things are going down in the NFL, just not in the A right now.
Well, no. Christian Kirk went to Texas A&M, has been traded from the Jags to the Texans. Stephon Diggs was there. They picked him up, right? Unfortunately, he gets hurt. But this, again, gives C.J. Stroud another target. And the Jags wanted to save money, so they were going to release him anyway. So it's a 26th, Mike, 7th-round pick going to Jacksonville for Christian Kirk.
Giddy up. Now, again, he was a fantasy winner for me back in the day with the Cardinals. Remember that? When he was pretty good back in the day. But now, yeah, he's a journeyman, but he's still got something left in the tank. So good. I mean, that sounds fair and equitable, a 7th-round pick. We just mentioned, you talked about Diggs, who got hurt and was not the impact player that the Texans were expecting. So, yeah, maybe they continue to look at wide receiver in the draft. I know, guys, here's some of the text line. If I could address some of the other needs, 7th-rounders are so disposable in the minds of a lot of the fans.
They are.
I would take somebody of a Christian Kirk's ability level to help beef up our wide receiver core if you want a little more size. The only thing I think about is just the size component,
okay.
You know, just because of, you know, where we are. I mean, maybe that doesn't matter.
You mean
to Zach.
Like the size of Ray Ray and those guys?
Yeah, you know, just be a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Ray Ray and Darnell. What's up, Darnell? Does a nice job, certainly. But, yeah, I mean, I would have no problem taking a 7th-round pick and making that kind of a trade for us.
Me neither. And I think that's a good move. Again, I still think he's got something left in the tank, and we're going to see. But, you know, again, he's scheduled to make about $16 million, so he's in the final year of his deal. So the Texans, again, doing this, Mike, where you pick up the final year of the deal, and if he plays well, great. If he doesn't, you know, you had him for 1 year. So I don't think that hurts them one way or the other. What about corner, man? I want to ask you about DJ Reed. He was and emerged as one of the top corners with the Jets under defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich. This is the only reason why I bring this up.
All right.
There is already a relationship. He's now, of course, our defensive coordinator. Both could possibly, you know, benefit from a reunion here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But it's what you are probably going to have to pay him. Now,
yeah, it's going to be expensive.
4 years is what they're projecting, $56 million, probably $30 million or so guaranteed. But, Mike, when you talk about opposite A.J. Terrell, I think this would be an upgrade. And so I only mention it because this is how stuff happens, guys, in the league. It's not necessarily you're going to go after the best players. You're going to go after players you know.
Right.
Dan Quinn continues to do this. We've seen other coaches do it. Arthur Smith did it when he was here. I'm not going to be surprised if this potentially plays out this way. Now, where this money's coming from right now, I can't tell you because I still don't know what we're doing internally inside the building.
What'd you say the numbers were? What were the projections for him?
$33 million guaranteed, maybe a 4-year, $56 million.
I'm reading this, again, that's why it drives people crazy. We talk about how you don't get the, you know, valuations exactly the same.
Sure.
But just Sporting News has him projected at 2 years, $30
million. Okay.
Well, either way, that's yes, please.
I agree. That's even better.
If it's higher, I mean, that's one. By the way, I'm just looking at these numbers. Since we talked about him yesterday, Josh Sweat, 4 years, around $72 to $75 million. I would pull the trigger on that in a heartbeat. I don't know whether how they feel about that. But, I mean, the corner thing, certainly you got to get an upgrade. I know that this secondary couldn't tackle. And by the way, can he tackle? Yes, that's important because no, our secondary can't tackle.
No, he's good. I think, again, you see, this is when a guy comes in and you go, man, we need corners. And Jeff looks at Ra and goes, I got a guy. He's going to be a free agent. I know him. We've been in the building. He's good. Now, can you afford him is the question.
Right.
But there's already a relationship. And so this is how you feel potentially one void. And, Mike, if we do this in free agency, it takes something off the board that we don't have to worry about in the draft. Now I can truly spend my draft picks on interior and edge if I want to go that route, if I'm the Falcons, and then just see how the rest of the chips fall. Either way, I think this is a good fit for us.
DJ Reed's under 30. You mentioned that. One more name just while we're talking about money. We don't right now, guys, technically, they will make this move. It will happen over the weekend by Monday. Has to. At some point. But we are still now over the cap right now in our present situation. Charvarius Ward for the 49ers. He's been a nice piece. Remember, he started with the Cowboys, and then he's really coming to his own with the 49ers. They project him. He's only 28. Projected to be 3 years, $45 million. That's in that save. That's just one more year adding to what we were talking about with DJ Reed.
Yeah, look.
If the 49ers let him go.
This is where I think we have to potentially be looking. And, you know, there are reports out there now from guys like Jordan Schultz that the Falcons and the Commanders are also monitoring the Trey Hendrickson situation, as we should.
Yeah, and guys, real quick, you got time to talk about Bosa?
Let's do it.
Bosa is not staying healthy, guys. I know. Maybe you like to shave your arms, and you like guys that shave your arms, and that's why you're enamored. I've been going round and round with some of these dudes. I know what Joey Bosa has been. He's not been that recently. This year, because the Chargers, I was watching on the Sunday Ticket, on the Red Zone, he still pops. And yes, he is better at 75% than most of what we got. But he's going to want big money. He's not coming in here for fish heads and rice. Bosa's going to want some big money for a guy, Carl, who started 18 games the last three seasons. I can't do it. I understand why you're intrigued. What he's been, he's a brand. Bosa is a brand.
He is.
Hendrickson is a healthier version of what Bosa does. Maybe not as sexy, but I'm with Carl. I would jump on Hendrickson in a heartbeat.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. The Bengals, they would use those picks, right? And again, this could be futures. It doesn't have to all be this year, but they're going to use those picks to try to restock that defense, which is where they need help. And we automatically get somebody that helps us immediately and knows what they're doing. We don't have to worry about being in the draft, Mike. And God, I hope this guy comes in with double-digit sacks.
Right.
This guy's been doing it inconsistently over the last 5 years. So we'll see how this plays out. But if the Commanders are interested as well, that's DQ.
Right.
You know, listen, he went into that Eagles game and they left that game that day and he was like, we got to get more pass rush. He knows the deal. So if they're going to be in contention, he's got the quarterback. They went out, right? They acquired another wide receiver for Jaden Daniels. Now this is Dan Quinn. All right, we got to go get some more pass rush. I'm not surprised the Commanders are in the mix for a potential trade to go get Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, man. And you think about what that team could look like already with Debo and adding him to that Cliff Kingsbury offense, man, with Jaden Daniels. And there's teams right now it's exciting. See, right now the Cowboys, they cleared $56 million in cap space. That's just to be able to function and have a draft class.
That's right.
You know, we played that soundbite from Jerry. It wasn't like Jerry doing his usual talking in circles. He's like, well, we're happy with the people in the building. You just made money to afford the people in the building, basically. So Falcons are sort of in that same boat. So maybe maybe our eyes are bigger than the Falcons' stomach right now as far as what we anticipate them doing. But it's hard as a fan because you haven't heard anything about, hey, the Falcons announced today they're going to restructure Chris Lindstrom or Jesse Bates or A.J. Terrell, creating $30 million in cap space. That hasn't happened.
No.
And we're waiting for it.
That's what we're waiting on. 49ers have informed Javon Hargrave. Remember him from a few years ago?
Yeah.
He was with the Eagles. Then he goes to the 49ers. That they're going to release him on the first day of the league year. He's going to be a free agent. The answer is no. Has not been productive, guys. You start talking about interior defensive line, and you go, Hargrave. Again, 5 years ago. Not now. He's been too injured and not as productive. So this is one of those situations where, again, Mike, all these guys that are coming off of injuries,
right?
I'm not trying to do that either. I'm not trying to wait and see and pick a guy up and go, well, and we always talk about the price. I mean, again, how cheap are we talking about? Every penny counts for us because of where we are right now. If we were the Patriots and had $130 million to spend, I wouldn't care. Okay, go spend it.
That's why I'm intrigued to see what the Raiders are going to do, you know, with Crosby. See if they can get somebody, get another big wide receiver in there, who the quarterback is they're going to be in the mix with. We spoke yesterday. You guys heard the Steve Wyche interview. It's online. You can rewind on the Odyssey app. Steve is still of the opinion somebody's going to be like musical chairs and not going to have a quarterback at some point. The question is, how much of a craps, or it doesn't really matter, poker game do you want to play? Because we're still hoping, you know, either way, like either you keep Cousins on the roster. Carl and I are of the opinion you can't do that. It's weird. It's creepy. He's not the leader he was pretending to be. It's a bit of a distraction, you could also argue. Or do you think the team would really consider having this guy on the bench when the season starts behind Penix Jr.?
Look,
you buy that?
I don't know. I mean,
saying it to try to get traction with other teams is one thing.
Right. Yeah, I don't know, Mike. I mean, I want to believe that this is not the plan.
Right.
I want to believe that this is not the way they're going.
No, look, and guys, I get it. I mean, I think it's got to be weird. Maybe they feel they can get through with it. But, I mean, you got a coach whose player basically said, I was fine. And then as soon as he gets in front of national media, he goes, oh, no, I was never right. Something with Valley go, I wasn't right. He's actually doing an ex-girlfriend voice, that was right there. You know, I wasn't right, like, after the Saints game. No, it just, to me, that's a bit of a weird energy and a weird vibe to have in the building. But some would say it's even weirder to have a guy making $45 million just letting him walk. You keep him on the roster and hope somebody trades for him, and then you cut him?
If you don't have any other choice. If you don't have any other choice.
But then you got to make money for a real backup.
Well, yes.
But, so that's another weird angle to that.
But
right?
At least you get to the post 1 June cut date, and that saves you
money. So that's where it's at. Okay.
Over the next 2 years.
All right, that makes sense. I can live with that.
It cuts down. You get 2 years to pay this off, basically. And that's going to help you from a financial standpoint.
Right.
That, to me, is the date. When we get to past June 1 and he's still on the team and things haven't evolved, then I think, Mike, we're looking at a whole different situation.
Right.
And by the way, I'll say this right now. If he is, in fact, on the team, Dukes and Bell are requesting his first interview at camp because we want to know the truth, Kirk.
Yes.
Okay?
I want to find out. I want to hear his side of this. And does he understand why we have a problem? And most of the fans. No, by the way, there are still some fans, and maybe we live in a.
You know what they'll say to us,
right? Right.
He's not a starter. We're not making him available.
I don't know. I mean,
he's not a starter.
I'd still love to have that. Well, you know, Kirk will just get a chance to talk to him as he walks by us like we did so many times last summer.
Yeah.
The thing is, and this goes back to the audience and the Falcon fans out there. Are we now so used to being disappointed in 2025? The standards have fallen so much that people go, I don't really understand why you guys are having a problem with what he did. I mean, are we speaking like Portuguese here? It's pretty cut and dry. You made the team look worse than it always does already, you know, by the way he handled his business. That's where I'm coming from. I got to imagine somebody up there in Flower Branch feels the same way.
I think they do.
Oh. Chris, your mic is off. Hold on.
I think they do. What'd he say?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Of course they are.
I don't know. I can't put... Sorry, wrong button. I don't know.
We're not engineers.
Sorry, Chris. Chris has got a very strong opinion on this, and you're not going to hear it.
Okay. 404-726-0929. But we want to hear your opinion. That's what we want. So what were you saying, Chris? Go ahead.
Okay.
Let him speak. He might not be able to throw a T-shirt, but let's let this man speak.
But I can speak, darn it. They were listening up at Flowery Branch. The Atlanta Falcons have made a move.
Oh, imagine that.
The Atlanta Falcons signed long snapper Liam McCullough to a four-year contract extension.
Man. It's the heart and soul of any football team, Carl. As a former long snapper, you know, it's like electricity. You don't think about it till it goes out.
Why are you playing with my emotions? Why are you playing?
See, it has to start somewhere.
When you said that, I was like, here we go. This is starting a process.
They made a move.
Hey, that
Who
guy's money.
Cares?
Hey, I care. I'm a long snapper.
Come
long snapper.
On.
Never got my uniform dirty once in high school.
4 years. Yeah, whoop-dee-doo. When's the real news coming?
This is just the tip of the iceberg, Carl.